We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
I love Mama.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Greetings and welcome, friendly viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, you're about 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10, KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, Asiasat 5 and Asiasat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 87 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CXSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on CX Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basicom Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondelsat. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Arcerna.
In Brazil, in Sagung Salo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. In Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Redito TV. In Colombia, in Guaranda, Channel 28 on Guaranda TV. En Casco Urbano, Frontera Sector, Portachuelo, El Vivero, en Pueblo Viejo, Channel 33 on Guatecha TV, and in Ubaté, Channel 38 on Cable Ba TV. In Bogotá, en Villa Mayor, en El Adaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudad de la Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Asoparapórica Tunal Cable Company. In localidad Engativa, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia. Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In localidad 9, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In localidad Fontibón and localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. in Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV, La Estancia, and in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de la San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In the Dominican Republic, in Terrio El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. And in Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. And in Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arco Iris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hodetel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguasu, Channel 44 and TV Cable Mingaguasu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on multimedia on demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV. In Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Puozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Kha Tengger Cable TV. On Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Supaktar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Kha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bayanzarh in Kanu District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV, in Khutur on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gun Narin, in Andarkhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company, and in Sunshine City in Tonokop Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell, and in Hamburg on Willy Tell, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Finland releases the world's first interactive three-dimensional animation storybook. In innovation news, an Australian woman designs a compostable plastic water bottle. In ecology news, Peruvians protect birds while embracing ancient organic farming techniques. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, November 19th, is Monaco's National Day, celebrated on Saint Rainier's Day in honor of His Serene Highness Prince Rainier III, the 31st member of the House of Grimaldi to lead Monaco. A Thanksgiving Mass, an evening at the opera, and treats for children and the elderly are all part of the festivities. Situated in Western Europe adjacent to the Mediterranean Sea, Monaco is a popular tourist destination. It has a long history of environmental advocacy, including being one of the first countries to use reforestation to preserve its remarkable mountain scenery. His Serene Highness Prince Albert II, the current Chief of State, continues Monaco's dedication to protect the planet by his outspoken commitment to halt climate change. May the nature-loving people of Monaco have a splendid National Day.
Flying news. Severe weather in England, Wales and Northern Ireland. Torrential overnight rains in Cornwall on the southwestern tip of Great Britain unleashed what residents described as the worst flash floods to hit the region in living memory. By Wednesday, November 17th, several villages had been deluged by up to 40 millimetres of precipitation in 1 hour as police, Coast Guard, fire and other rescue personnel evacuated residents, working around the clock to assist those who had become stranded by the waters. In Wales, fire crews responded to incidents of flooding in Pembrokeshire and Carmarthen.
Meanwhile, in Northern Ireland, the Roads Service reported that heavy rains and gale-force winds resulted in flooding to numerous major and minor roads across the nation, while fallen trees and debris also blocked passage in some areas. A number of rivers overflowed their banks, inundating residential streets and damaging properties. Due to the high winds, certain ferry services were cancelled and others were delayed, while agencies distributed sandbags to those at risk of flooding and also worked to clear drains in preparation for additional precipitation that had been forecast. British Prime Minister David Cameron announced that the government would offer support to aid in residents' recovery.
Supreme Master Ching Hai asked that our nearby association members in the affected regions please check with local officials to see if more assistance is needed and to go if possible to offer aid to the affected residents. Sending her love and prayers, she also said that emergency funds are available as necessary.
Our appreciation, Your Excellency, and all personnel working to ease conditions for the storm-stricken, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her heartfelt concern. With heaven's grace, may our kinder stewardship of the environment ease such disturbing events as these.
Gulf of Aden, Turkey, Pakistan, Israel, and US hit by quakes. Since Sunday morning, November 14th, a highly unusual series of over 40 earthquakes was registered in the Gulf of Aden between Djibouti, Somalia and Yemen. The tremors, measuring between 4.5 and 5.4 on the Richter scale, were felt by residents throughout the region. Early on Sunday in Turkey, a 4.0 tremor hit Izmir's Selçuk district, followed by two more similar tremors that caused panicked locals to evacuate buildings. In the early hours of Monday, residents of Pakistan's Chitral and Swat districts fled their homes in fear as a 4.0 magnitude tremor jolted the region. And later that morning, a 4.9 magnitude quake was felt across northwestern districts, including Islamabad, Peshawar, Swat, and Mardan.
On Tuesday morning, residents of northern Israel felt a 3.6 magnitude tremor centered near the border with Lebanon, as the seventh and largest of a series to hit the region in 2 days. On the same day, a 4.2 magnitude earthquake in Lewis County of Washington, USA, was followed by at least 20 smaller aftershocks, and further south, residents of the Southern California were shaken from their sleep early on Wednesday by a 3.2 magnitude quake. Thankfully, there were no reports of damage or injuries from any of the tremors.
With our gratefulness to heaven for the safety of the quake-shaken residents, we pray that such distressing events are minimized as we strive for gentler, eco-balancing ways.
Cholera spreads to Dominican Republic and U.S., with more than 1,000 people who have succumbed to the disease and 16,000 others hospitalized throughout six departments of Haiti, officials in neighboring Dominican Republic confirmed their first case of cholera on Tuesday, November 16th. The patient, a 32-year-old Haitian-born construction worker who had just returned after a visit to his homeland, was being treated at a hospital in the eastern city of Iwe, where he is said to be in stable condition. His illness came despite the government's efforts to limit border crossings and increase health checks, and Dominican officials have now issued a maximum health alert.
Also in the USA, the Florida Department of Health announced on Wednesday that a woman had been diagnosed with the disease after visiting family in Haiti. She is being treated and is said to be doing well, although health officials are investigating other possible cases. Our thankfulness, all Haitian, Dominican and U.S. officials and other health personnel, for your efforts to treat the afflicted and safeguard public health. We are saddened to know of the lives tragically lost to this disease and wish all patients a swift recovery as we strive for more considerate regard of all beings on earth.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
I'm sure that between the three political leaders, we should be able to sit down.
Zimbabwean Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai honored at the 43rd Annual World Conference of the International Association of Political Consultants, or IAPC, held in Paris, France. Zimbabwean Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai was awarded the Association's Democracy Medal, the distinction which has been previously bestowed upon notable dignitaries such as South African President Nelson Mandela and Burmese democracy leader Daw Aung San Suu Kyi, honors those who bravely promote and nurture the progress of democratic ideals. In accepting the accolade, Prime Minister Tsvangirai graciously said that the award belongs to the Zimbabwean people who have persisted despite difficulties in advancing toward democracy, freedom and constructive change. Our respectful salute and heaven's blessings, Your Excellency, for your deserved recognition. May your courageous and caring leadership continue to further the noble goals of stability and peace for all Zimbabweans. Zimbabwean fellow citizens.
Celebrated Alexis or Vietnamese composer tours the U.S. Distinguished Alexis composer Dang Guanglap is currently visiting the United States for invited performances. Mr. Dang Guanglap's acclaimed song, Come Home, My Beloved, composed in the 1970s as a call for peace amongst humanity, was a highlight at the June 2010 Hue Festival with a record attendance of more than 120,000 visitors. During a special gathering at the Supreme Master Television Studio in Los Angeles, USA, on Sunday, November 14th, the composer graciously performed some beautiful ballads from his debut CD album in this country titled Love Songs by Dang Guanglap.
Kể chuyện tình bằng nỗi ngô khoai, kể chuyện tình bằng hạt lúa mới, và về đây nghe lại tiếng đôi thơ ấu khúc hát ban đầu. Về đây anh em, về đây tha ước mơ đi hát sao. Chào đời bằng lòng mới lớn và hận thù người người lắng xuống rồi tìm nhau như tìm xót xa trong lúc lệ đã đầy vơi.
A native of Quảng Trị, Central Âu Lạc, Mr. Dang Guanglap has published two sold-out songbooks, both of which include his musical adaptions from the verses of poet Phi Vân, the pen name of Supreme Master Ching Hai during her youth. He conveyed his warm regards to Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Trong một cái dịp để được tiếp xúc với khán thính giả của đài, chúng xin gửi đến lời cảm ơn chân thành và tri ân đến thi sĩ Phi Vân, người đã cho tôi một số ca từ của Ngọc Thơ để mà chúng tôi cùng chấp cánh bay đến âm nhạc.
Về đây nghe em, về đây nghe em, về đây.
Supreme Master Ching Hai sent the following greeting to composer Zhang Guanglou. You're welcome. I have to thank you for giving wings to my poetry. We all love your music. With my heart's love and best wishes.
Kể chuyện tình bằng lời ca dao, kể chuyện tình bằng nỗi ngô khoai.
Our enthralled appreciation and bravo composer Zhang Guanglou for an evening of exquisite live music. We join millions of admiring fans in wishing you a wonderful time in the USA, and may heaven bless you with ever more inspiration for melodiously uplifting music that bridges cultures in the spirit of love.
Gotha-bound aid ship freed in Greece. A ship carrying relief supplies and 10 aid workers from the Road to Hope charity convoy was released following a day's detainment in Greek waters. The aid workers included 7 British, 2 Irish, and 1 Algerian national. They were released following the intervention of Greek officials who were described as very sympathetic in looking after the volunteers, all of whom are reported to be safe and unharmed. The ship was originally sailing from Libya to El Reydin, Egypt, carrying humanitarian aid that would eventually be transported by land to Palestinians in Gaza. We are relieved to know of the safety of these kind-hearted charity workers and thank the Greek officials for helping ensure their peaceful release. Wishing them warm reunions with loved ones as we pray for heaven's protection of all those who brave unfamiliar territories to deliver much-needed supplies, comfort, and love.
Save our planet. Arctic warming faster than forecast. Recent temperature readings collected with the help of sea mammals has revealed that the water in Baffin Bay, which links the Arctic Sea to the Atlantic Ocean, is getting warmer. In the study, U.S. scientists led by Dr. Kristin Lydra of the Polar Science Center at Washington University placed a small device with temperature sensing data and satellite transmitter upon narwhals, a native marine mammal with a unicorn-type horn.
The oceanographic instruments measured sea temperatures throughout the winter in Baffin Bay, an area oceanographers had not previously been able to measure. In this study, the researchers found that the isotherm, a layer of winter surface water that normally protects the surface sea ice from higher temperatures below, was 50 to 80 meters thinner than climate models predicted. This, in turn, allows the warmer water to mix more with the colder water, speeding the rate of surface ice melting. The researchers also found the water to be about 1 degree Celsius warmer than their previous estimates.
We are grateful, Dr. Lydra and colleagues, for your careful work and observations. Knowing of these threats to the Arctic and their potentially devastating consequences, let us rapidly act to halt climate change.
Ever concerned for humanity's balance on the planet, Supreme Master Ching Hai highlighted the perilous implications of such warming, as well as the most efficient solution, during an interview published in the September 2009 edition of the House magazine.
According to Dr. Hansen, our planet is on a dangerous course to pass an irreversible tipping point with disastrous consequences. These, you know, already like melting of the Arctic sea ice, which causes oceans to absorb more sunlight and speeds up melting. And the melting of permafrost, which in turn releases toxic methane gas, resulting in more warming of the atmosphere. And the extinction of cornerstone species that caused further collapse to our already ailing ecosystems, thus endangering even more species and, most important of all, us, humans. As temperatures continue to increase, methane is released from melting Arctic permafrost as well. This amplified feedback accelerates further global warming. Thus, if meat-eating were to be halted, methane production from livestock would be minimized. And then, consequently, the methane from permafrost will also be stopped. And then we will still have time to handle the CO2. It's very logical, scientifically speaking and otherwise. So being veg means saving our planet.
Save Our Planet. Along with a number of other Russian regions, the capital city, Moscow, reaches record high temperatures for mid-November, more than 15 degrees Celsius higher than the historical average for the month.
Save Our Planet. Officials in South Florida, USA, state that coastal flood control structures are at risk from sea level rise due to climate change and are requesting more studies and development to protect residents living in low-lying communities from an increasing influx of salt water.
Save Our Planet. Singapore's Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong inaugurates the opening of Sengkang Floating Wetland in Punggol Reservoir, Singapore's largest human-made floating wetlands area whose rich biodiversity can be enjoyed by the public as it also helps purify waters of the reservoir.
Hello, it's me, Hoppy the Hispid Hare, and I'm following a yummy plant-based diet. I'd like to share a tip for skincare. After bathing or showering, you can try patting your skin dry with a towel, leaving some dampness. Then apply cruelty-free lotion within 5 minutes. This will help to lock in moisture, leaving the skin soft and smoother. Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now the weather around the globe.
In Children News, an innovative children's book brings a new dimension to the reading experience. With unique augmented reality technology developed by the Technical Research Center of Finland, Dibitosut and the Lost Princess is the world's first interactive three-dimensional or 3D animation storybook. On several of the pages are small black squares. When a web camera is pointed at them, 3D animation cartoon figures and pictures show up on a computer screen. The web camera can be moved to make the dog character in the book bounce, roll over, or to shift the presentation. Released by Basilina Publishing Company of Finland, Dibitosut and the Lost Princess was written by Ms. Tuija Lehtinen and illustrated by Mr. Mayo Makavari and Mr. Emil Ikeri. Congratulations, Technical Research Center of Finland, for this creative invention, and Ms. Tuija Lehtinen, Mr. Mayo Makavari, and Mr. Emil Ikeri on the publication of this wonderful book. May young people have many hours of fun as they enjoy the delightful and engaging story.
In innovation news, an Australian woman creates a compostable plastic water bottle. Ms. Sarah Spence, a 25-year-old graduate of the College of Fine Arts at the University of New South Wales, fashioned the Love Bottle. It is made from a biodegradable form of plastic produced from vegetable starch. When a number of the bottles are lined up, they fit together. If the design is commercialized, Ms. Spence hopes it will encourage more companies to use this type of plastic in their packaging. Our appreciation, Ms. Sarah Spence, for your unique water bottle, which carries an eco-conscious message. May we continue to take significant strides towards sustainable products for a healthier planet. Up next on Noteworthy News, 1 million Peruvian organic farms use an age-old natural fertilizer. We'll take a moment for inner communion with God. Stay tuned for more concerning news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, our standing news for an extraordinary world. In ecology news, Peruvians protect birds while embracing ancient organic farming techniques. Bird droppings, called guano, provide a nutrient-rich form of fertilizer, which have been used since the time of the Inca civilization. At present, farmers from the Andes Highlands collect the guano from a number of islands off the Pacific coast, which are home to millions of birds. Care is taken to ensure the feathered friends are safeguarded. The guano is mostly purchased for use on the 1 million small organic farms in Peru. Bravo, magnificent avian co-inhabitants and eco-conscious Peruvian farmers, on your mutually beneficial relationship. May all agricultural workers adapt organic methods for a flourishing and long-lasting earth.
Now let's listen to a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, All the Money.
A robber went into a bank and said, give me all the money. The cashier said, here, take everything and the book also, because we are $10,000 short.
And now for our viewers' hotline.
I would love to discuss with people who are Bavarian. I have been doing that for the last 9 years. Agnes from Sri Lanka.
Compassionate Agnes, it is good to hear from you. Congratulations on your lifestyle, which treads so lightly on our Earth's finite resources. The programs on the Breatharians that we have featured on Supreme Master Television can be accessed in our archives, www.suprememastertv.com/BMD. May heaven's grace be with you and the kind people of Sri Lanka.
Do you have a hotline today? We welcome your hotlines and stories. You can send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. Thank you for your presence on Noteworthy News.
May the sacred light of the Providence shine on you and your loved ones.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
During their meeting together, visiting Chilean President Sebastián Piñera and Chinese President Hu Jintao witnessed the signing of 3 agreements for further economic cooperation between their countries.
In a statement addressed to the clergy and lay faithful, His Holiness Pope Benedict XVI voices the Catholic Church's respect for the values expressed in the holy books of Buddhism, Hinduism, and Confucianism.
German Foreign Minister Guido Westerwelle announces a $4.1 million donation to Morocco's solar energy project as a part of the German government's ongoing contributions to the nation's development.
United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF, Goodwill Ambassador and British Hollywood actor Sir Roger Moore visits Kazakhstan to bring support for vulnerable children and those with disabilities.
At the 16th Congress of the Federation of Arab Entities in Latin America, President José Mujica of Uruguay confirms the country's recognition of Palestine as an independent state, along with the establishment of bilateral relations.
In a letter to Indian Prime Minister Manmohan Singh, leading animal rights activist and Hollywood actress Pamela Anderson calls on India and the world to reject all leather apparel in an effort to end animal suffering and cruelty.
Cambodian and Thai foreign ministers sign an agreement that allows residents to travel freely between the two countries with ordinary passports only and without visa fees.
The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation pledges $500 million for projects encouraging less fortunate people around the world to save money by improving their access to financial services, especially savings accounts.
Danish Independent Research Institute, CEPOS, honors Cuban Yuani Sanchez with the organization's Freedom Award for her courageous work on behalf of human rights and individual freedom through her world-renowned Generation Y blog website.
After animal rescue marina staff in Piriápolis, Uruguay save a baby La Plata River dolphin from being stranded and injured on the beach in a fishing net, he is now recovering in the region's nature reserve.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWM.